Hallo, Pets. Seht ihr hier? That's normally how I'd start a message like this, isn't it? Something fun and light and fitting with my brand. Can you see my air quotes? But not today. Ladies, gentlemen, everybody in between, my name is Zita, and I want to talk to you. This is really difficult for me because I am by my nature a quiet and private person, and I go out of my way to avoid conflict in all its forms. But I don't think I can do that anymore. Even if you're living under a rock right now, I'm sure you're aware of the news. I'm sure you're aware of the Black Lives Matter movement and why it has exploded again in the last couple of weeks. The name George Floyd should mean something to you. And I won't lie, with all of the pandemic news and politics, I have done my absolute best to avoid published news. I don't watch the news anymore. I don't read newspapers. I avoid certain tags on Twitter. I haven't logged into my Facebook for I don't even know how long. And when I'm browsing the internet, I'm not browsing. I go to a very specific site, get what I need, and close my browser. My mental health is struggling, and it's a culmination of things. And the news doesn't help. So the news is one small way, one small thing I can avoid to help my mental health. But frankly, that equates to hiding. And I can't hide anymore. I've been quiet for fear of saying the wrong thing or upsetting people or causing friction where I don't want it. But again, I can't do that anymore. I've also been uncertain about the impact my words would have. In the grand scheme of things, I am a small fish in a huge, huge ocean. And it's hard to know what kind of impact my words will have, if any. And then I remembered something. I remembered the comments and private messages I receive in response to my safe for work audios and my not safe for work audios. And I realize that I do make a difference, whether I intend to or not. My words, my performances on Reddit, Literotica, YouTube, Quinn, Patreon, all those places I post, they touch people. And that means I am wasting a chance to touch people over a subject that's actually important. Sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional here. Oh God, and sorry about the background sound. I wanted to record this while it was in my head before I lost my nerve, which means everybody is awake, and I think it sounds like Mario Maker in the background. I am a black woman. I am a black woman. And my life matters. Black lives matter. And I'm British. So I suppose what's happening in America right now is distant physically. But emotionally, spiritually, morally, it's right on my doorstep. I'm in the very fortunate position, and I know it's fortunate, and it shouldn't be, but I feel lucky to be able to say, hand on heart, that I have never, ever experienced racism directed at me. Once, I think I was in very early secondary school, one of the kids called me a bounty bar. Kids are dickheads. And I had to ask about that. I couldn't figure out why the hell they were calling me a piece of chocolate. And what they meant was that I was dark on the outside and white on the inside. That is the sum of racist slurs hurled in my direction across my entire lifespan. I'm in my mid-30s, people. The fact that I can say that should just be the norm, but it's not. I acknowledge that I am incredibly lucky that that is my truth. But because that's my truth, it's very easy for me to forget that it's not the same for others. I am a black woman. And I posted something about this a little while ago and then neglected to engage, and I'm going to go back to it soon. The audio community, the norm when you listen to an audio produced on all of these platforms. Unless otherwise specified, the assumption is that the speaker is white and that the listener is white. I don't have long, silky hair you can run your fingers through. I don't have pale skin. I don't have puffy pink nipples or a pink pussy. My cheeks don't flush red when I'm embarrassed. I am a black woman. I have thick, nappy hair, unless I tame it into twists like I have right now. I have dark skin with patches of darker areas. My skin isn't all one color, people. I have dark nipples. And my cheeks, they ain't gonna show my embarrassment if I have any. I've never felt specifically excluded before. Sorry, had to cut. I do notice when audios talk about my silky hair or my blue eyes or my pale skin. And I'm already suspending disbelief to enjoy these audios. You know, the voice of a stranger telling me these wonderful things, creating an experience for me. But it isn't very easy when the person a performer is speaking to is obviously not me. But that's by the by. That's actually not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about a message I received earlier on today. I'm not going to name the person who sent it to me. If you want to be called out, honey, if you want me to name you, then let me know and I'll put your name in the comments, or you can say so yourself. That's up to you. But I want you to know that your message prompted me to record this. Because I hadn't noticed. I haven't been browsing GWA particularly the way I used to in the past. I've been too busy and I've been too tired. But you're right. The massive outpouring of audios related to COVID-19, the comfort, the reassurance, the sexy times had in spite of social distancing and self-isolation. They're a wonderful comfort. They're beautiful, in fact, and it shows how people can band together and offer themselves out in a creative way to help when people are in trouble. It's beautiful. But you're right. I haven't seen a single Black Lives Matter post, audio, off-script discussion anywhere across the audio community on Reddit. Hopefully, I'm just not looking hard enough. Hopefully, once I do a little more searching, you know, more than I did earlier today, I'll start to find some of these posts. But right now, I haven't found a single one. And I want to know why that is. I want to know why the audio community can pull together and offer all sorts of reassurance and comfort for a global pandemic. Sorry, I can't even string my words together right now. But I also want to know why we can't do the same for something as important and integral to our lives as Black Lives Matter. Are we not important? Are we only good as a fetish? Something sexy for people to get off to? I've had people message me saying, "Are you Black?" I'm like, "Yeah." I've had people message me saying, "Are you white?" I'm like, "Actually, no." I've had people message me and say, "I knew you were Black from the second you started talking." I've had people message me say, "Oh my God, you don't sound Black. I didn't know." People, my avatar, the image I use in most of my promo, is my fucking mouth. It's fascinating how people project onto me. And before now, it never really bothered me because it's kind of natural. But now I'm questioning every single interaction I've had with somebody over the color of my skin during this voice work. I find myself asking, why is it important to them? Why did they feel the need to ask? Does it affect the fantasy I'm creating with my voice? Does it change how they feel about me as a performer? And the reality is, it probably does. And I'd never thought about that before. And the fact that I'm having to think about it now is awful. There are people who seek me out specifically because I'm Black. I'm sure there are people who have listened to me and then realized that I am Black and stopped listening. And there are people who don't give a damn because my voice gets their rocks off. I wish I knew exactly where I was going with this. But I haven't scripted this. I haven't written anything down except for a couple of bullet points to make sure I covered what I wanted to say. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't be quiet anymore. I can't be fearful anymore. I need to be vocal. And if you care at all about what's happening in the world, you need to be vocal too. You need to speak up. You need to educate yourselves and listen to the people who are trying to tell you how wrong things are right now. I tell my kids, yes, I have kids. Every time we pass a policeman on the street, I point them out and I tell my children that they are here to help us, that they're here to protect us, and that the police are safe to go to if we have a problem. It's their job to protect us. If I lived in the States, I don't think I would be able to do that because I'm not sure it would be true. How terrifying is that? How scary. Excuse me. How scary is it? Just think about this for a second. Okay, just think. How scary is it knowing that the people who are employed to protect and serve the country you live in won't protect you because of the color of your skin? Sorry. Like I said, I don't know what this message is for. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to achieve, but I think it's about time I said something. I think it's about time I vocalized the thoughts that have been spinning through my head and that I highlight some of what I've seen. And hope that it starts a discussion. It's really easy to do what I've done in the past and just duck my head, hide, and hope that it all goes away. To ignore it. Because it's uncomfortable, because it's painful. But meaningful change comes from discomfort and pain. It comes from having difficult conversations and learning from them. If anybody wants to talk to me about this after having listened to this message, talk to me. Please. Ignoring all this, the equality, the hatred, the racism, that's what has made it go on for so long. We have to have the difficult conversations. We have to acknowledge how awful the current state of affairs is. We can't change anything if we don't even admit that there is a problem. And by ignoring the problem, you become part of it. Yeah, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm gonna go have some lunch and hug my kids.